I call to order this special call meeting of City Council of Simpsonville for September 25th, 2025. Clerk Clark, call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Rear.
Here.
Councilmember Root. Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker.
Here. We have one item of business, the resolution committing the City of Simpsonville to providing a local match for a Municipal Association of South Carolina Big Idea grant. Mr. Coker?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As we discussed at our committee the whole meeting on Tuesday, staff is requesting the council approve a match in the amount of at least $5,000for a $1,000 match from the Municipal Association for our application for the Big Idea grant for a new trailhead gateway park.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
Mayor and Council, I make a motion to approve resolution committing the City of Simpsonville to provide a local match for a Municipal Association of South Carolina Big Idea grant.
Second.
Motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion? Councilmember Hutchings.
Couple of questions. First of all, the first question is, can we cover the cost of the park with the if we receive this grant with $100,000 plus five without any additional funds being appropriated?
Yes, sir. We have staff on hand who could answer that question.
So we can.
A little closer.
Now I know how y'all feel. We can use the $100,000 plus the $5,000 to cover. As I was going through the budget, it will take about $25,000 to $35,000 to do the large digital sign. We have some utilities, stormwater, water tap. We want to put a water and dog fountain on the park. A lot of the projects we will do in-house. Andy and Robbie and I have been out there to discuss what projects can be done. Swings will run anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000. There are four of those. If you might remember, the swings were built at the ice cream station, so it will be somewhat of a replica of that. We will replicate trees like the larger size trees that we did at Alder Park last year. You know, we want something with some tree visibility and some screening there. So those run about $300 a piece, and we have 20 trees going into that site. We will do some riprap and some cleaning up of the stormwater ditches besides the rail line. So all in all, the larger items will run around $80,000, and then we'll have the rest of that for landscape and incidental items. So we can always scale back if something comes in, you know, larger, or if, you know, we run into an issue. We have called in locates there, so we can really start to assess with Engineer Bragg, the stormwater. There's a couple pipes that go actually underneath the parcel, and then there's a ditch line. We will do concrete sidewalk on that one portion that does not have sidewalk existing, so it connects the whole thing. And we will do a new parking area with some curbed islands so that those can be landscaped and trees installed.
Thank you. One other question. Once the park is done, what do you see a significant amount of maintenance cost involved with the ongoing park?
So we are planning for it to replicate more like this. It's got a great green lawn, and that it's mostly cutting grass. We'll have some seasonal flowers. The rest landscape will be evergreen, so there won't be a whole lot of maintenance there. We'll replace some flowers around the main sign and some of the entry points of the parcel. And Public Works is willing to do those items.
Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Roche?
My question's for the city administrator. I noticed that the wording here is a local match of at least $5,000. I've heard that other cities have applied and been given their initial nod already. Would it behoove the city, and do we have the means to maybe offer more in our match to try to make our application more competitive?
That's a great question. So the language of the ordinance is, sorry, of the resolution is modeled on a suggested ordinance from the municipal association. And so the requirement of the program is a local match of at least $5,000. So as Mr. Arrear asked the other evening, there is no ceiling on this. It's going to be at least $5,000. But to answer your question, I think one thing to take into consideration is, I mean, based on Ms. Carter's comments, you know, we're hoping that we can accomplish the project for roughly the amount of $100,000. So I'm not sure if we would want to commit a larger share when we feel comfortable that we could come in under that budget. So I'm not sure if that's an answer or it's maybe an answer in the form of a question or a consideration for council.
Okay, thank you.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Yeah, in the same line of that questioning, well, first of all, is there a guarantee that we'll get the grant?
No, sir.
Okay. And we put in $5,000, you get $100,000 back. So basically, it's a $100,000 grant with $5,000 of our money, right?
Correct. It is reimbursable.
Well, that's what I wanted to understand. I've heard you say the word reimbursable. What is the $5,000 is reimbursable? Is that what you're saying?
The $5,000 is not reimbursable, but $100,000 is reimbursable. So the first $5,000 would be our investment, just practically. Let's just say we are awarded the grant. The first $5,000 is ours, and then up to the next $100,000 would be the city would pay for, but we would be able to have that amount reimbursed by the municipal association. And then anything beyond that would not be reimbursable, and it would be the city would bear the full cost.
All right. So they're just saying you can get your money back if you spend it, basically.
Yes, sir.
And will they have any say-so over the disbursement? I mean, is there any qualifications that they just say?
Yes, sir. So to be eligible for the reimbursement, the project would need to be completed within 24 months of it being awarded.
And would they want to see our diagram basically for?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's part of our application.
All right. That's good. I appreciate you answering those. I was going to ask about the estimate, but I got a pretty good answer on that. The one thing I will say to the council is we already mow the grass there. In fact, we mow the grass all the way up and down South Main Street, even though it's not ours. So there's the maintenance would be minimal, right? Unless there's lights or anything else that need to be taken care of. Is this the final design?
This is a conceptual design. The final design would require a little more specificity, primarily because the sign element would require footers, a building permit, that sort of thing. You know, we don't have any floodplain issues, but there, again, there's a little bit of stormwater on site, so it would take some engineering work, but it would be done internally through Mr. Bragg.
Can I add that in the design that perhaps we put a big flagpole where their circle is? I don't know what's going there, but I'd like to see a big flagpole lit like that with the American flag and maybe Simpsonville.
We actually have a flagpole out on Main Street right now. Yes, we'll do it under cover of night. When we're removing the islands, we'll remove the flagpole as well.
I just thought that would be a good, it's a gateway into the city. It'd be good to have the American flag there.
Yes, sir. We'll make that adjustment to the application. That's a great idea.
There's some right-of-way concerns with DOT, I'm sure, maybe even the railroad. Maybe not the railroad, but the DOT. Is that going to be an issue?
I'll defer.
So I drew in the path so that it would, the end of Phase 1 Swamp Rabbit Trail would curve and land on this parcel. It will not be in the right-of-way of the railroad. We didn't want to kind of be held up with their decision whether we could just come straight across. I think it will add some dynamic for it to be curved like that. DOT, we have been in discussions about the trail anyway and how do we get across Fairview Road, really for the better part of a year. So we are going to ask them if we can have up to 17 feet towards Fairview Road. So we would reduce their right-of-way there and add it to the front side of the parcel. So that would allow the sign to shift a little bit there. But if we don't, we can successfully take care of that parcel. But we are having that conversation with DOT.
Okay. Just as a question here on this conceptual design, is this intended to be sidewalk all the way around Fairview?
So there is existing sidewalk, and then there's one section where there
is, yeah.
Yes, sir. And we're just going to connect all of it.
Go up to the sidewalk.
Yes, sir.
Intent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There is, I think, power already on the site in a number of different poles. I've looked at it this morning. I don't think it's communication lines, but it could be just a single strand of power that runs through there. So obviously we're going to have to work with Duke. I don't know what those feed, but there is going to have to be some workaround with Duke, I would think.
So there's one pole that doesn't have anything on it. And then there's one pole that's basically backs up.
Yeah, there's one pole that's empty.
So that is the railroad arms. And so we do believe that we can get that at least moved further away so that the path goes across, or if they can shore it up where it can just go straight.
Okay, and lastly, Mr. Coker, is this intended to be a self-performed project? Or would the city take care of the construction of this at this point?
Yes, sir. The only element that the city would not be primarily responsible for would be the sign itself. And so
the power, maybe.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
But otherwise, in general, our team would self-perform this work.
Yes, sir. That's the intent.
Thank you.
Councilmember O'Rear.
For Ms. Carter, the parking you alluded to there, because right now the only parking there is across the frontage road, mm-hmm, at Wilson's Car Wash, whatever. Uh-huh. Is there going to be parking on that side? Am I missing something? That's why I'm asking. Because
so there are four spots in the curve there behind the larger parcel.
Okay.
So where the Swamp Rabbit Trail ends. But they're kind of out in the island and they're kind of in the middle of the road. We're going to pull those back towards the parcel and put in parallel parking and a handicap space.
Okay.
We will take that existing where the parking is now and we will make a curved island so that we can have some trees. So Andy and I really looked at where we could plant trees to kind of screen Goodwill and kind of the back corner of the property to really add, you know, some screening.
So if there was overflow from those few spots,
yes, sir,
it would be across the road, though.
It would. It would be in the Garrett Plaza where Big Lots and all of that is. So, yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if we were going to have any kind of like dedicated crosswalk across the frontage road there. If there was overflow in their parking in front of Wilson's and all that stuff, mm-hmm, I didn't know if that's something we were thinking we're going to need to do or if that was part of the plan.
So when we connect the sidewalk, it will have ADA, and you will be able to come across from Wilson's from that sign, come the short distance onto the sidewalk, which will take you to Fairview Road, or you can come to the Pocket Park, or you can get on the trail.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Council? Councilmember Hutchings.
Oh, sorry. One other quick question. Are we doing the design on this in-house?
We did that.
Okay. My question is, can we get an elevation in that final design? I think that would help
Okay.
communicate a lot of the elements to other people that are maybe not, you know, not seeing the picture with the flat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Councilmember Roche.
I've heard this referred to as the Garrett property. Does the city own this property? Has it been donated to us? Does someone else own it and we just maintain it?
So currently the Garrett family still owns it, but we have had discussions with the family and their attorney. It's in the process of, we understand it's in the process of being deeded over to the city. There'll be some tax benefits for the owner, but it'll become city owned.
At no cost?
At no cost.
Okay. I know that the mayor had mentioned
We will have the legal fees as the closing to transfer the deed. And it'll be minimal cost to transfer the property over to us.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The last meeting, the mayor mentioned naming it. I just want to float the idea that we respect the Garrett family and possibly consider that a name for the park, maybe a combination of the Garrett Greenway.
Can I comment on that? The Garretts do not want public recognition for this donation, but we discussed the other day about somewhere there needs to be a plaque in the park that, you know, this property was donated to the city, you know, graciously by the, you know, better wording than that, you know, it's graciously donated to the city by the Garrett family is what made this park possible. But my first thought was we should name it Garrett Park, and like, no, we don't want it named Garrett Park. No.
Thank you.
Uh-uh. Council? Anybody? On the motion to approve the resolution committing the city of Simpsonville to providing a local match for a Municipal Association of South Carolina Big Idea grant, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 6-0. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.